The Bible Speaks, brought to you by the Christians of the Gospel Chapel, corner of Franklin and Northeast Streets, Raleigh. Your speaker this morning, Mr. William McNeil.
Thank you. I'm delighted to have this privilege of bringing you the message on this outstanding day called Mother's Day. We take for our text a verse from the Old Testament in the second book of Kings, chapter 4, verse 26. It reads like this: Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. Now, our text today is in the form of three important and interesting questions, which were directed to a woman, and set before us a threefold relationship. Question number one, Is it well with thee? That sets before us a woman as a woman. Question number two, Is it well with thy husband? There we have a woman as a wife. Question number three, Is it well with the child? There we have a woman addressed as a mother. The person to whom these questions were addressed is introduced to us in the Bible as a great woman, and we are immediately reminded that the world has been influenced by great women as well as great men. The mention of certain names of great women would appear to radiate sweet fragrance that leaves a lasting influence on succeeding generations. At the mention of the name of Florence Nightingale, we immediately think in terms of self-denial and devotion to the needs of others, especially the sick and dying, and many have followed the example of this great and noble woman. Then there is the name of Elizabeth Fry, who devoted her time to carrying the message of grace to those who had been caught in the snare of crime and were languishing in prison, and she became untiring in her efforts to obtain prison reform. Then there is the name of Mary Slessor, who left her home in Scotland and devoted her life to missionary work in Dar Calabar, and her name is remembered as a pioneer in missionary enterprise. It is not the privilege of every woman to climb to the heights of fame and to be given a place among the great and noble ones. But nevertheless, the great question is it well with thee? Even if you never aspire to greatness, you can display the qualities of grace and goodness. And what the world needs today is the influence of women whose lives are governed by the grace of God and whose actions are manifestations of goodness. Womanhood must be respected and protected by every honest, God-fearing person, because God places a value upon womanhood. The virtuous woman will be known for her purity, sobriety, and modesty. These are qualities that cannot be estimated by worldly standards, but the Word of God declares, Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Now, as the opening question is pondered in the heart, Is it well with thee? What answer do you give? Can you respond with the words of the poet and say, When peace like a river attendeth my way, or sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul. It is a good thing when we can set up the balance of divine standards and examine ourselves in the light of eternal values. And with the searchlight of God's word reaching our hearts, we are able to respond and say, It is well with my soul. The question is first of all a personal one and asks, Is it well with thee? And this is always the divine order, that a person should remember that God's word says, Take heed to thyself. How could we possibly be of any influence for good with others unless, first of all, we take heed to ourselves? So the question, Is it well with thee? Should make us examine our relationship to God, and if necessary, we should be willing to make whatever adjustments are needed to put us into a correct standing with God, who is holy and righteous, the one who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and has established that true correspondence with heaven, can face the question with ease of conscience, and when the words are heard, Is it well with thee? Then the answer comes clear and plain, it is well with my soul. Now we come to question number two, Is it well with thy husband? This question introduces the relationship of a woman as a wife. and brings us face to face with the holy institution of marriage. Here is a condition where a woman shares the experiences of her partner, either for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in joy or in sorrow, in health or sickness, in prosperity or adversity. And it means much for the welfare of a wife, and will greatly influence her life if everything is right with her husband. So the force of the question is understood by those who have entered into the state of marriage, is it well with thy husband? The Bible condemns the unequal yoke, and if one has entered upon an unequal yoke in matrimony, then experience will teach that this is also an uneasy yoke. In contrast to this, if each partner in marriage has taken the yoke of Christ, then it is an equal yoke, and it is also an easy yoke, and the burden is light. When both partners are yoked together with Christ, there will be mutual confidence and trust in one another. Home will be a place of mutual comfort and rest. Is it well with thy husband in the home? Is the work in the home conducted with such prudence and economy that he has no cause for complaint? Are the comforts of the home of such a nature that he desires to spend as much time as possible in the home? So in connection with the domestic life, it may be asked, is it well with thy husband in the home? Again, it may be asked, is it well with thy husband in the business? The influence of a wife can often determine the success or failure of a man in business. And in the book of the Proverbs we read, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. The success of many men could be traced to the influence of a virtuous and industrious wife, while some have stumbled and fallen because of the influence of an evil wife. We read in the Bible of one who deceived her husband, and another who encouraged her husband into wicked idolatry, and one who said to her husband, curse God and die. So the question comes with force and freshness. Is it well with thy husband? It is worthy of note that the Bible declares that a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, and a gracious woman retaineth her honor. Every wise woman buildeth her house, and a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. We turn our attention now to the third and final part of the question, is it well with the child? And here we have the relationship of a woman as a mother. The heart of any nation is the home, and the heart of the home is the mother. As long as mother is in the home, things are held together. But when mother is removed, the home usually breaks up. Everything in home life revolves around mother. If we think in terms of eating and expect to see the table well set with appetizing food at every returning mealtime, we should remember it is mother who prepares the dainties, and she never complains when sickness comes and someone has to sit late or perhaps rise early to attend to the sick and suffering. It is usually mother who watches while others sleep, and she places her hand on the fevered brow or moistens the dried up lips. It is mother who keeps the home clean and tidy and attends to the washing and ironing. In most homes, mother is last to go to bed and first to rise in the morning. It is mother who is responsible for the cleanliness of the home, and in most cases the conduct of the home, and invariably it will be found the character of the mother will reflect in the conduct and character of the children. For no one can have such influence with children as a mother. She understands the nature of her child and the needs of her child, and who is better suited to nurse a child than the mother? We think of the words of Pharaoh's daughter to the mother of Moses when she said, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And for the few years that Moses was left under the care of his mother, she made such impression upon him that when he was over 40 years of age, he made great decisions on the strength of the influence of his mother in childhood years. The greatest of men should always remember that it was their mother who gave them the first lift on their way, and so each one should be ready to honor his mother. There are some classic passages in the Bible where special mention is made of mothers, and one of these passages is Hebrews chapter 11, which reads of the principal heroes on the pilgrim highway. There we find at least 4 special mentions of women who were mothers and who left an influence for good. At one time in the history of a great nation, there was a need for a man to give counsel and leadership to the people, and a woman who was intelligent enough to perceive the need gave herself to prayer and besought the Lord that she might be the mother of the child who could lead the nation into the paths of righteousness. as the result of the devotion of this woman, the boy Samuel was born, and he became the leader in Israel and changed the whole outlook of the nation. But we should never forget, it was the prayers of a devoted woman that produced the prophet Samuel. One of the most delightful touches in all the writings of the great apostle Paul is when he wrote to Timothy and reminded him that from a child he had known the Holy Scriptures, and in that same letter he mentions the unfeigned faith of Timothy's grandmother and also his mother. So that as a child he was taught the holy words from a faithful grandmother and a faithful mother. We can never overestimate the value and influence of a mother. And so the need for every mother to face the question, is it well with the child? And while the child's mind is clean and tender, the mother can instruct the child in the way of salvation. And the influence of a godly mother will remain with the child throughout life. Oh, may the blessing of God rest upon every mother on this Mother's Day. And kindly remember the verse, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Amen.